Wisconsin's public trust doctrine was established in the late 1800s. Department of Natural Resources Secretary Scott Hassett says courts at the time ruled the waters of the state belonged to everyone. The case involved fishermen challenging private landowners who tried to stop them from fishing in streams adjacent to their property. Hassett says Wisconsin's public trust doctrine is unique. Most states don't have one.
You can, go to some states out west and see where landowners can actually run fences right across streams and rivers and keep the public out.
Hassett says the DNR regulates when private and other interests on the water interfere with public rights. Now, several lawmakers say the public's right to use refuge areas along the Mississippi River is being thwarted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Conservation Plan for the refuge. Although the state cited public trust doctrine as it negotiated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife over the plan, Hassett says he doesn't know if legislators would be successful challenging the federal plan in court. He says the best way to make the plan palatable to the public is to work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the service has dropped many proposals opposed by the DNR through negotiation. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.